Blog Talk Radio.
Go down there, but the fucking narcotics say I got death on me. Niggas, they try to rev on me.
Using NLP to manipulate the mind. There are many methods you can use to manipulate someone's mind. You can manipulate minds with emotions, social conditioning, or classical conditioning. This chapter will go through all of these options and tell you which ones best fit your particular situation. The most likely case is that you will use different techniques depending on what you are trying to do. Even if you find yourself only using one or two most of the time, there is a lot you can learn from each of them, so at least give them a try. The emotional angle of mind control. When going through the first foundation of emotional manipulation, we mentioned that state control is not only your ability to control your own emotions, but someone else's. This is where you exploit the subject's emotions to change their mental state. Everything in NLP is much easier when you have control over someone's emotions. You can think of emotions like music. Emotions activate in every part of the brain. No matter who you are trying to manipulate, being able to evoke their emotions is going to help you. It puts you in control of their mind when you can make them feel an emotion at your will. Recall our exploration of the topic of emotion. Emotions are not a reaction in an emotional center of your brain, despite what a lot of people believe. Emotions are what it feels like subjectively when we mentally resist something that is happening that we cannot control. We already established this, but now that you have a basis on the latest neurological research, you are ready to go deeper into what we mean by this. The default mode network of your brain is responsible for everything you think about that doesn't have to do with the information you are currently taking in with your senses. Instead, it is where you think about the information you have stored in your memories. It is where you think about what has happened in your life, what will happen, and who you are. The next step in your journey as an emotional manipulator is realizing that this is the heart of your emotions. Look at it in terms of what neural network you use when things are in your control and when they are not. When you are in control, you resist something undesired in your executive functioning network. Let's say you are dealing with a client at work who is less than friendly. If you have developed strong social skills over the course of your life, you know that you can take care of this person in a way that will stop them from being so unpleasant. You will use the executive functioning network because you don't have to think deeply about what you will do to help them. You don't have to get creative with your default network. You already know what you have to do, so it will come naturally to you in your executive functioning network. What if you aren't as socially skilled, though? You don't have to be born a certain way to be less skilled in social settings. By nature, social rules are something that is learned. They are not something that we are born knowing. However, if we don't know the social rules, and we don't know how to deal with unpleasant people naturally, we don't use our executive functioning mode. This is because we have to think a little deeper. We have to think a little deeper when we don't automatically know what the right thing to do is. If you feel as though you have no control over the situation with this unpleasant client, you will get mad because you are resisting the things you can't control in your default mode network. This is in stark contrast to when we know how to control the situation and we handle it in the executive functioning network. In the default mode network, we start experiencing the feeling of anger or frustration because we are imagining changing things by force, naturally. But if you don't have the social talents to do this, we still strongly desire to have control over it that we don't have in real life. Executive functioning is where we think through things we have control over because we can see ourselves handling them in our awareness. The default mode is where we imagine taking care of it. It is where we so strongly desire to change what we feel is unavoidable. But the mental tension comes in because we can also see in our executive functioning network that we aren't actually fixing the social situation. this tension between what we are aware of through our executive functioning network and what we desire in our default mode network is the source of emotion at the neurological level. But so far, we have only applied this to controlling our own state. You also have to apply state control to manipulate the subject's emotions. The thing that makes it easier is that it uses the same principles you already know. Simply use your extra sense of empathy to see state control from the subject's perspective, and you are on a good start to manipulating their emotions. The general procedure is to give the subject the sense that there is something they want to control, but can't. As you know, this is the instigator of every emotion. If they believe they are not in control of something, the same thing that happens to you when you feel negative emotions will happen to them. Their default mode network will resist the idea by imagining themselves changing the uncontrollable, while their executive functioning network is cognizant of the fact that they cannot change it. This causes a tension that will result in their feeling a negative emotion. The practice of changing their emotion is the easy part. But where things get more complicated is knowing how to use this in practice for NLP. How does state controlling the subject help you in your goals of emotional manipulation? The answer is actually quite simple. Mainly controlling the subject's emotion is useful because it helps us with framing. You see, when they believe there is something they can't control and they feel strong negative emotions, as a result, it makes them want to change this situation. They are only imagining changing it in their default mode network, but they know that it isn't actually changing. Your job as an NLP manipulator is to get them to first experience this frustration and then guide them on a path to ridding themselves of that emotion. After all, the end goal of changing their emotions is not usually just to get them to feel bad. Maybe this is your ultimate goal, and if so, you don't really need to study further. But chances are, you don't only want the subject to feel bad. You want them to have a new incentive to change their belief or behavior. If they see this uncontrollable situation because of your framing of the truth, but then you show them how they can actually change it by changing their beliefs or behavior, this is how you manipulate their behavior. There are NLP instructors out there who neglect the aspect of emotion in neurolinguistic programming, and that is a big mistake. It is highly unwise to ignore the things that emotional manipulation can do for us in NLP. By choosing not to tamper with the subject's emotions, you are choosing not to use, arguably, the best tool in your NLP toolkit. We will use an example to illustrate this. Let's say the belief you want the subject to adopt is that consuming meat is not immoral. This belief may not fit with what you would actually want your subject to believe, but the belief itself doesn't matter too much. You can insert any belief here, and it will still work. You already know that your first step to activating your subject's emotions is to frame things to make them think there is something they can't control. In this example, the subject starts out thinking that we should not eat meat. They are vegetarian. You have to use your creative mind here because you have to figure out a frame that fits these stipulations. 1. The subject will be frustrated. There is nothing they can change about it with their current beliefs and behavior. And 2. The subject will realize that adopting your desired belief or behavior is the answer to changing the outcome. However, continuing on their current course of behavior or keeping their present beliefs is not an option. In the case of the vegetarian, practice using your creative mind to come up with a frame that fulfills these two stipulations. Continue reading after you have spent some time on this. To be fair, this one is very tricky without doing some research. Some scenarios can be pretty difficult in NLP, however, so you have to be prepared to do this. Oftentimes, it isn't enough to only know information about the subject. You also have to immerse yourself in the mental world they live in by doing research on the things they are interested in, on the things they care about. For this scenario, you have to figure out something that the vegetarian can't control. Now, as long as your answer fulfills both the stipulations, you got it right. It probably doesn't look exactly like ours, but here is some possible frame. There is a special kind of fat called omega-3 fatty acids, and they are only present in meat. You can get them from supplements, but the research actually shows that you don't get nearly enough health benefits from getting omega-3 fats from supplements. You might also want to sprinkle in all the specific things omega-3s do for your body to make sure they know how important they are. That means their only option for getting enough of it is choosing to change their diet to eat some meat. This fulfills the first requirement of being something they can't control with their current behavior of eating no meat. It also fulfills the second requirement of being something they can change if they adopt the new behavior you want them to have, eating meat. It is only one example, but it is a perfect example of using emotion to mind control your subject. They will be frustrated and even mad at you for pointing out the truth as you frame it, but since it is a scientific fact, they won't be able to get mad at you personally, as long as you bring this up in a courteous and dispassionate manner, that is. Evoking emotions in your subject is actually easy. You just have to be sure you are doing it in a controlled, useful way. It isn't useful to you if you just make them feel depressed or mad in a way that doesn't actually help you manipulate their behavior or beliefs. Remember, use your creative mind to build a frame that 1. Shows them there is something they can't control as they are now, 2. But can be controlled if they adopt the belief or behavior you want them to adopt. The social angle of mind control. Social framing is quite similar to controlling the emotional state of your subject. This is because the seventh foundation of framing and adaptability always follows the same basic pattern. But before you are ready to learn how to do social framing correctly, you need a brief lesson on dark psychology to understand the great impact of the social world on the human mind. This was an experiment done back in the 1930s. These days, there is an organization called the American Psychological Association that controls the kinds of studies social scientists can do. Their main concern is making sure psychologists follow ethical guidelines. These are guidelines such as not lying to study participants for a long length of time, especially not without debriefing them after the fact. There are also more obvious ones, like not allowing them to hurt participants physically or traumatize them. But the APA is a pretty new organization, and they didn't arise immediately after the study of human behavior, psychology, started to be taken seriously. Nowadays, the rules on what psychologists can ethically put their study participants through are quite strict. Many of the studies in dark psychology are, therefore, from an era where these guidelines were not in place, when psychologists pretty much did whatever they could get away with. This 1930s study followed two groups of orphans, many of whom had speech disorders. One group of the orphans went to loving, supporting families. The other group, for the purposes of the experiment, went to families who were intentionally negative and abusive. The ethical concerns are obvious here, but while this was an awful thing to put children through, we can still learn from the experiment. The results teach us much about social psychology. The children who were put in supporting environments often saw fewer issues in their speech disorders, while the group that had the abusive environment had even worse speech disorder issues than the other group. This may seem obvious. You may think, of course, the kids in the abusive environment had more speech issues. But if this is how you view it, you may have to see it from a different point of view. It is common for people to see the results of psychology and think it seems like just common sense. But you have to remember that there is a difference between something seeming like common sense and it being tested scientifically and proven. This study took the idea that you might have assumed, and it proved it. There are a great number of things that people assume about psychology that are not true, so it is useful to look at specific studies like this one and see what is actually proved in experiments. You also have to think about it in terms of scope. Sure, you might expect that the children in the abusive environment didn't improve, but it went even further than that. They got worse than they were before. This shows the importance of social environments for human beings. The impact of a negative social environment for children was so great that these orphans got even worse with their speech disorders. From a neuroscience perspective, you could also say that the kids' brains changed significantly because of the negative social environment. Now, we are not telling you to be as negative towards your subject as these orphans' parents were. Even beyond the ethical concerns, this isn't going to be helpful for your emotional manipulation. Remember, the emotional control part of manipulation is not just to make them feel bad. It is a means to the end of mind control or behavior manipulation. The basic idea behind social framing is making the subject believe that the social environment is different than it is. You want the subject to believe that the social group they want to be part of is doing a certain behavior or adopting a certain belief. Our social standing is so important to us as humans that we will almost do anything to make it better. Of course, you have to be strategic about how you do your social framing. You need to make a claim about this social group's behaviors and beliefs that the subject will believe, and something they won't feel the need to fact-check on. If they are suspicious enough of your claim that they will ask a lot of questions, you will have to change the claim you are going to make. Here's an example. You have the opportunity to tell the subject that this social group has your desired behavior at an event both of you go to. One of the most important things for you to do is make sure you bring up this social frame in passing. If you make it too obvious that you really want them to buy this, they are going to be suspicious. Start out having a normal, casual conversation with them. The first few topics you talk about should have nothing to do with the social frame you give them. This will assuage any potential suspicion they will have. But after you have the casual talk out of the way, you can bring up a topic that is somewhat related to your social frame. Maybe it relates to the social group the frame is about. This would be the easiest way to do it. Once this is done, you can casually bring up the social frame as if it naturally came into the conversation. Say it in a monotone voice that won't be questioned, as if you don't care about what they think about it at all. Then, let the conversation move on. If you bring it up with some other casual subjects and act like it doesn't matter to you, this will give your social frame a lot of credibilities. The way you succeed with social framing has all to do with the state control. If you act as it matters to you at all, the social frame will fail. The only way to make sure the subject doesn't question it is with an unwavering, placid attitude. You don't have to treat it like the end of the world if the subject questions the social frame, as long as they don't accuse you of lying, which shouldn't happen in the first place. You really need to make sure you make a claim about this social group that is believable. If they say something like, "I heard something else," then just move on and say you must have been mistaken. They won't think anything of it. This is definitely not what you want to happen, but this is adaptability coming into play in emotional manipulation yet again. How you succeed in your NLP is by playing by ear, adapting to new information as you get it, and not getting so bent out of shape when things don't go as planned. This may be the most important thing for you to learn from this chapter. Things will go wrong in your emotional manipulation. They will not go as planned. You still need to plan so you know what you're going to do, but you should also plan for your plan not to work exactly as you imagined it. This will keep your state control in check. Mind controlling with mirror neurons. The reason you have to learn about neuroscience in this book is to be able to understand what we mean when we go through concepts like mirror neurons. Despite the great implications of this special kind of neuron, the population at large still doesn't know anything about them. You will be complete in your lessons on NLP mind control after you have a strong understanding of what mirror neurons are and how you can use them. We told you that you should not always imitate the subject's unconscious cues of communication exactly. What you do instead is imitate them whenever you can, but take in information with sensory acuity as you interact with them, and let this tell you whether you should imitate them exactly or not. You are the only person who can know if you should imitate them. This book can give you the manipulation techniques, and we can tell you the 7 foundations of emotional manipulation in detail so that you have both practical and theoretical ideas to decide how you should adapt to your subject. But we can't be there when you run into these particular situations. It is ultimately on you to make a judgment call. That's why you will find yourself relying on the 7 foundations heavily to improve your adaptability. They apply to the specific situations you find yourself in because they can fit into the general pattern of manipulation. This aspect of mind control is where the 4th foundation of emotional manipulation comes in. The easiest way to explain mirror neurons is this. When you read a book in which a character eats an orange, and when you eat an orange, your mirror neurons fire in both situations. In other words, mirror neurons are the neurological basis of empathy. The best emotional manipulators are masters of mirror neurons. You just have to understand that your mirror neurons are constantly firing when you are interfacing with someone. When you tell a story to your subject, you are making tons of mirror neurons fire in their brains. They have no choice but to fire these mirror neurons because this is simply what they do. Mirror neurons were found by scientists in the brains of chimps, and they were scanned and found in human beings. Another way to see mirror neurons is that reading about something will fire the same mirror neurons that would fire if you did that same thing. As you might expect, these mirror neurons exist in the default mode network. The fact that mirror neurons exist should tell you one thing. When possible, tell stories to your subject. Of course, you have to make sure it is natural. You don't want to tell people stories they don't want to hear. But if you have the opportunity, take it, because the more you get their mirror neurons to fire, the deeper you will be in the depths of their unconscious. Be sure to apply these lessons of mind control to the next chapter, in which we discuss how these techniques apply to love and relationships.
Our confusion, our issues, is our negativity. And we need to clean it out. It's not just about, because the bark, okay, it's herbs and that, and they do have an effect, they go through the skin and all the rest of it, but it's really auric and all of that, it's about the aura. But, and then you can take herbs to clean your liver, your kidneys, your this, your that, the other, that's all great. And you can eat the right foods and clean out your temple and all of that's great. Yeah? But have you dealt with all the rape that we've been through from since we left the continent? Yeah? And we're still going through it because our women are still getting abused. Have our men dealt with all the buggery and sodomy and beating and degradation and they're still in that position now? They feel inferior. Yeah? Have we dealt with all of that? You know, have we dealt with the way that we are so low at the moment? We're nowhere in the world, not even with each other. Yeah? Have we dealt with all of that? You can eat a vegan diet. If you come home, I'm down inside and all the generational stuff come forward. Yeah? Because people that are coming to me now, there's so much generational happening. To us as a people, it's unbelievable. We need to stop a minute. If we're talking about negative aspects of our spirituality, yeah, all of that is dealing with is affecting our spirituality. All of that is a big block going forward to our spirituality. We cannot unite, because we can't get to our spirit. It's our spirit that's going to unite us, because spirit is whole. There's no division. When we deal with spirit, we will deal with each other, but we will understand how we are connected. Yeah? But we got too much crap in front of all of that. And we're scared to go there.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning into another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with your host, Haru the Seven Oracle. I am Haru the Seven Oracle. Some know me also as Keaton Boyd, the name in which I was born, incarnated into this earth, right, this time. So greetings to everyone. Thank you guys again for always tuning in every weekend, guys. Thank you. Shout out to the audience who show their love. You know, I've been getting inboxes lately on how, you know, they appreciate the shows. They look forward to what we do here on the weekends, guys. Enhancing Awareness Radio is growing in its own way. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the ancestors who stand with us through this whole journey of here at EAR. Shout out to the EAR team who was always here every weekend on time. We all understand that this is bigger than us, what we do here at. So shout out to the 444,000 ancestors who stand and protect and hold EAR up. Definitely appreciate it. And shout out to the ancestors who are in our very own backyards, you know what I'm saying, who have come through in support of this message getting across. All right? All right. Now, on this episode of Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys, this is going to be a very paramount episode that we have to do on the topic of healing. Okay? Now, when it comes to this healing, guys, I want to come out the gate first to tell you, to any being that I am in relation to the youth, as far as the male, the young black men are concerned, and the black male is concerned, okay? So I'm speaking to us. Auntie can speak to y'all women, you know what I'm saying? Eternal can speak to, you know, the men, you know, however, but I, in my now, I'm going to represent the little boys who could not defend themselves, who did not understand or even know what the fuck happened to them before age four, before they could even remember. You know what I'm saying? Were you that little boy in which you acted out? You know what I'm saying? You always cried when you was little. You didn't understand why you cried all the time. You always acted out, and you were always told to shut up and be quiet and, you know, you stay in a man's place, and, you know, and for your uncles that raped you, you know, and made you do sexual favors to them, but it was never spoken. You know what I'm saying? It was never spoken because you were so brainwashed as a child to the age of anything before age seven. You know, the shit that you really can't remember, it's like a blur. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of us, as we come into our adulthood, we come into the remembrance of, wait a minute. And reason why I wanted to relate dark psychology in with the gay agenda. Now, when it comes to this fucking gay agenda, see, we think that it's this Hollywood shit that's going on right now, but no, this quote, gay agenda, has been going on before the hands of time. Hear me. There has been levels of this gay agenda, and I feel that dark psychology, a great link into this, all right? So when it comes to the whole topic of dark psychology, guys, it's deep, all right? And there's many levels and many different avenues, but to have our own people in our own backyard who have used, I'm talking talking about the Boulets. I'm talking about the, you know, the Freemasons. I'm talking about on these levels of mind control that you guys have willingly and consciously allowed to happen. All right? So here's the thing. The age of Pisces is done. That's over with. We understand the energy is prevalent and all this shit, but that's out. The energy that we are in now, it is not and no longer serving. There are people that would kill to protect their secrets. You know what I'm saying? But when does the day come to where all this shit is flipped and to where all this shit is changed? You know, and when can we move into a new direction? You know what I'm saying? So let me also say to you, little boy that's listening, and to anybody that is listening, I don't give a fuck who it is. Do not allow anybody to tell you how to heal. Do not allow anybody to sway you on how you should heal, on what the fuck it should be. Do not allow people, you feel like you crazy when you know in the pit of your soul that you are not crazy. Because, see, let me tell you something. Motherfuckers in your own fucking family, hear me, all right? Them very own people that say they love you, but in your soul, you feel like these can't be my family members. I was born into the wrong motherfucking family. Yeah, in hindsight, you were. And then, maliciously, innocent children, innocent little boys. Now, there is a book that I provided in the show notes, guys. You're going to have to do your own research because, again, there's levels, there's many different shit, and it's going to hurt a lot of y'all feelings. Now, I know there are heterosexual men who have led heterosexual lifestyles, so it's really swept under the rug. You really don't talk about it anymore, but you know. There are a few, and shout out to the few heterosexual men who I know are men, you know what I'm saying, but who have come into the understanding and the science of the conspiracy to destroy black boys. There is a whole fucking conspiracy out here to destroy the black men. Now, however, many people may think, you know, they're born gay and all that, but what if? Again, hear me. What if, mind you, a lot of things, before the age of 7, y'all can vaguely remember any fucking way. Try to do it right now and try to think before 7. I bet you your memory is very faint. So anything before that, you are able to be manipulated and mind controlled. Anything could happen to you. In my own family, I was always told this one thing that you have always been gay. You have always been gay. You have always been gay, all right? So what is that? That is what we call in dark psychology. That is what we call brainwashing, mm-hmm. All right? Your very own fucking people. And these mothers, y'all, you don't think these mothers tell their son? These mothers know what the fuck is going on, such as my mother, and allow it to happen. And then call you crazy. Now, this is not going to be a broadcast about my situation and my story, which is going to be handled in the background to all those who's listening and who have done who have done mind manipulation and mind control, and then your subjects, you drive them to make them think they're crazy. Anybody who is dealing with all of this in your own immediate family, I urge you to study dark psychology, and I urge you, I'm going to provide both of the link to a good book on dark psychology, and I'm going to provide the Freemasons. Now, have you ever thought, why isn't anybody telling on each other? Why isn't anybody saying something? It's like people know molestation go on in these families. People, sometimes mama, sometimes granny, sometimes papa was the one fucking all his daughters. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what happened to our mothers. Hell, I don't even know. My mother probably thought it was okay because that's probably what happened to her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck happened to her. Me and auntie was on the phone the other day, and there are generations of things that happen and secrets that are untold and things that affected many of us, but at what point does it stop? At what point does someone speak up? You can have a whole big, I'm talking, I have seen huge families, but on the child, on the topic of molestation and on the topic of dark psychology, no one speaks on it. And I can go on and on and on, but on that note, Auntie,
I must say this.
Go ahead.
Greetings of peace, love, and light, even from our darkness. Energy be our guide of love and protection as we free ourselves from the secrets and bondage on this day, this now. So mote it be ashe. May the healing and nothing but come through on this show. May everything and everyone find what's needed for their healing to be in full bloom of this from this point on within this topic. May safety be so this can take its proper place and space in this timing. Ashe. Ooh. Y'all, we got to get rid of secrets.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of secrets. We got to go back and get it from the mud. We got to go back and let the tears and the salt purify the rocks that we have built, these walls that we hide our inner child in, and allow those tears to break down that rock, to break down into the mud so we can get the nutrients and the vibrant energies and molecular compounds from it to rebuild ourselves from our inner child. We've got to have these conversations with ourselves. Self-check is the best check. It's the most expensive check you're going to ever write for yourself. Check yourself. Check your mind. Check your body. Check your spirit. Check your thoughts. Why do I think and do what I do in my today?
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to find that is to go in yourself and go back to when you started the way you think today. You have to deal with your inner child. You have to go back and remove those secrets. You have to go back and open those doors that you didn't even want to find the key to. The boogeyman is real, if only in your mind. The boogeywoman is real, if only in your mind. I want to make this point. Men are not only the only molesters. Men are not the only predators. Mm. Men are not the only rapists. Women, you will be dealt with today. Women, there will be, as Juanita Bynum says in the religion under Christianity, no more sheets. We pulling sheets off. We going to face this today. And I ask that the universe support every positive seed being dropped in an ugly situation so that when it roots, it can grow in a healthy environment.
Mm-hmm.
Be the change you seek to see. It starts with you. It starts with the womb. Brothers, you have a womb. You have a spiritual womb. Go back into your womb where you have your secret spaces and places. And deal with the energy that is there. If you come out and nothing has changed, then accept you for who you authentically are. But if you come out and things need to change, be bold in the shift of you reintroducing yourself to your authentic self. And I applaud you in the now for having the courage and the love for yourself to do it. For yourself.
Yeah.
I
shall. Yes. I say. All right, Eternal. Eternal, you made me muted.
I say. Let me save it. Greetings. How are y'all today?
You're doing great.
I'm
feeling
great.
Courageous.
Peace. Yeah, we have come out of our shelter, our soul or our turtle shell, as the shell becomes a shell that we can call hell. And she will put hell in our thoughts if you don't know what he will put in already. it's the intersection. We come into the X of sex. How do you see the center of your X and your Y chromosome? How do you know as the beginning of yourself there's an end, and the end was a beginning? And where the beginning would Dorothy run into the door, or door, as the? And that's the, as the he, and tie, and now knowing die, like die, know thyself. You have to know thyself is now thyself with a K. So with a K or K-O, you K-O yourself and not know OK. You could be a part of the OK corral, but that would be also a donkey. That's why the Don is a dean to this light, and being beamed by light, are you a beckon and beckon your thoughts? Our truth has become what it is now. Do we speak it of our mind, our body, and our soul, or do we leave it partial? That's how it became a partial. And a partial and partial became a portal. So now we're a portal, a force to it all. So as a portion, what portion do you give off? Is it your conscious, subconscious, supreme conscious, a super conscious, in a consciousness, in a constant, as in constant is constant or consistent? This is still a part of the science that we know of our truth. We've been touched the wrong way, and now you got to speak your mind. What is your mind as you speak it? Do you see with an S and peak it, or do you say a small with a unique it? Sorry. You know, we unique ourselves to say we are the ones that did it, and we're probably the ones that did it to ourselves. And we finally see that someone else was probably the reason why they wanted to do it to us in the first place, because they wanted to find themselves. And they found the truth, but they didn't know how to handle the truth, so they got back away from the truth. Now the truth always been the truth. We shed our light because we're a skin, but skin from a snake? Nah, we reptilian? Nah. We more like serpentine energy. And that's what keeps us going, the energy bank of the charging battery that you don't see how it charged itself as a bull would, but now as a cow would, or cow words, and didn't see the cow with words, and now they call us coward, but it's not. Put them up. We gotta put our energy up. Our energy is up. As you see with a up as in cup. So cup yourself in cup as in cave, not just concave by thought, but knowing how a cave can be thought by engraved by thought. A G with rave and raven in your thoughts. So ravenous. You could be if you know your spirit is a soul. Knowing your soul as you are, an S with O and U with a L, you'll be who you have to be. In tune, be yourself as you be as a being. Now your being is a super being as you put supreme in your being, and now you feel yourself being. What is a self being as a self beam showing light like a scene as what sunbeam would be? You are a scene that's now sowing in truth. You now know the need, and the need is K-N-E-A-D, not just putting a need with a knee and A-D. You are the one that needs to put Capricorn back into the need of itself as you can put the use and usefulness. As you see it as Dorothy with the 9 becoming 10 and the 10 becoming who you are now, 11 again. The messenger and messiah. Yes, you speak yourself higher and higher. That's how you get higher. We are in a room with no ceiling at all, because your ceiling is how you seal yourself in with a G. Be a seal as one to come out the water so you can see with a C, not just a letter C. See, we've been illiterate by this words that we've been put by. But now if you know by, it's not just B-Y, it's B-I. And now when you see sexual, it's not just all sex, it's like a trinity in the sex. You know your mother and your father and you, and you're the complex of thought. So how did you get it from before, even if it was at 6 to going into 7, knowing your reality? How do you get to your heaven instead of hell? Heads and tail, Jacob's ladder, the Libra. That's why we have to learn our 8, Scorpio. How do we relate? If not, then our relation isn't to relate yet. We've been in a master of debate, and now is a master debate. Yet at the same time, is this masturbate a massage, or do you massage yourself and not be perverted by this thought? That's how you ejaculate the jack. See, the jack got caught. It's in a net. Call it fishnet for a reason. But if you know yourself, it's not just you putting your C with a T, reason, and now you see treason to your own self. How do you treasure yourself? How do you measure yourself? And then when you see yourself out of others, you can see now what is your health. See, the thing is, we do have to go back in order to go forward. You can't go back. There's a reason for that. And so now you got to tap into other people that do that type of stuff that does that. And now when you finally see that, you say, oh, that's what we call artifact. It's an artifact in the artifactory. See, we're not just industrious people, yet they made us industrial. So now that we think that when we come out, we have to have education that makes you industrial, not industrious. So now what is it about us that makes us an industry with us, industrious? You are part of what in the dust could be if you didn't see it as ash. That's why you are a stash and a cache of thought. Tango with cash and cash is tango. This is why the lingo is what makes you not just single, but in a ovular thought of how we are connected by not just one, but intersected of an X with an O and an O with an X. This is why we not just say Y as a chromosome, but the X's and O's like a game. G with an aim in your knowing. You are the army, and now you know the army with an R. You can change that R to an L, and it's alarm. That's why you are Allah with Ma. Tested your truth. They wanted to see if you was truth. Now they see you with a T with Ruth. See, it's a point of you seeing your masculine and now identifying, do you really want your masculine as much as I could take it from you? Yet it can't be taken. It's a T with ache and aching. So now, are you putting the arch in with your arkin? Because it's the Al with Alkin. If you didn't see the alien, is the Aline. Now you alienated us. You call it a HUD home with an H. This is what Haru knows about. H is in everything you call a house. Because it's about the horoscope and how horospheric it could be if we don't know the horror of when we hear it with an H. But they silent the H and made it a her with an er. So now everything with an er is still a R-E. You just didn't see it inside of ourselves. We have to manifest out of Ray comes raw. If you don't see it, it's war backwards. So how is your raw? Do you know your Amun Ra? Do you take the moon out and you pass your pants out, put your pants down, and now it's a pants out, like a pan with a pan with a T with a C, or just a pants with a trans thought of what pan can be. Peter Pan, as you put down your pants, as you put down your pants. See, they wanted us to be caught into this algorithm of being in Japan, but not Japan in a Japanese way, but to be more into getting us into what we call stereotyping ourselves in a way of per-Asian persuasion or Caucasian and Caucasians. This is the way that some of us are looking out these mountains. That's why it's a mind cave if you don't see. How do you give yourself enlightenment? How do you say, you know what? Since you gave me the bitter fruit, I'm going to make juice. Since you think that I'm going to actually eat this, I'm going to go and eat that. Since you think this is the only way I eat, I'm going to show you how I eat differently. Since you think this is a left, let me show you what right does. Since you say this is wrong, let me show you how wrong isn't wrong at all. That's how you know your answers. You're the Asuras. You're the Asuras from the quest of ions. The quest of ions, how you quest yourself by knowing your ions from negative to positive. If you put negative with positive, you create electricity. So your magnet now needs a spark. So now how do you spark yourself every day from the light to the dark or from dark to being light? You are the arch. So how you arch yourself is the arc. You are Noah's arc. You know your arc. How arch can you arch yourself? See, an arch can be an arch of supremacy of its own self. All you have to do is magnify self. How do you magnify self? What does self does when self wakes up? The self sees self as a self-attraction. If you see self as self-attraction, energy will give you back reflection. It's only up to self. I know we've been in a point we didn't know how to alarm ourselves and keep our arms to ourselves as our hands would be. This is how they end up changing to this humanity with human and humane. But the humane is a mane around a lion. So now who's lying as you lying down in the bed and be the jet and not know dead? As a Jedi with your red eye. We've been manifesting by red because we know infrared. As an X-ray vision to the ultra X-ray intuition. See, we are in the seven chakras as we in the seven lights. But we connect by eight, so we know what we eat. As you know what you ate. See, one day it might happen to me, as they say, Haile Selassie. The next time it could happen to you. This is what we do. What is that, that fire that's on someone's house? Is it that water that we need to put on it to get rid of that fire? And if that is that person that's right there next to you and don't want to do it because that's not their house, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. This is all about ourselves, being in tune with ourselves. How much do we really aid ourselves when we say we are F, an A with an F, and an A with an F would raid ourselves, and we call it afraid of our own self? It's the time that we actually see ourselves. Now, how can you get back in tune with yourself? How do you heal yourself? How do you go back and say, you know what? I'm going to reveal my own self. How about that? You ain't got no strings on me. That's why there's no attach. And so we see it as non-attach. So when you see that you can cut the strings off, there's no more of that holding you down as a puppet. See, the Nut is one deity, but do you know pets? See, this is out of the Book of Annie. If you get the Book of Annie, you'll learn more deities. See, you just they limit you with your God. He only gave you one God. That's like saying, I gave you your feet, but now it's just a walk. You don't got the rest of your body. How do you walk around like that? You can't even do too much. But yet you feel like you're doing a lot. But you only got 10% of what you can learn 90% of. Oh, yeah, that's right. You satisfied. You satisfied with the 10% they gave you. And now you walk around and say, hey, as long as I'm in this box, I'm good. As long as they beat me up with the billy club, I'm good. Is it? Because that's expressing black and white. Are you seeing just black and white? Because there's really colors of all spectrums in the middle of that. This is why they put the TV set out and say, oh, this is black and white. Let's give you words that's on the screen so you don't know what it really means. Let me give you a different interpretation. How are you healing yourself? If you're not, you've been an invitation to yourself all day long. How many times do you say, in this year is my birthday and I blah, 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 without knowing 9 months is really your birthday? And you've just been faking it ever since you came into existence. That's a problem. Your parents even taught you that. And they don't know it either. So it's like you're going to keep repeating something that's not even bigger than my dad is on December 26th. Can you imagine how he feels? Here comes Christmas. Everybody celebrate Christmas. And now, oh, here comes your birthday. Oh, we ain't got nothing for you. We were celebrating Christmas too much. How do you do that to people? This is the point where you see that certain things are bigger than what it is, and now certain things are just as small as what it is. You already know. One greater day is not greater than the next. We should know that we are in every day to be a great day. So when I see that replay being put to myself, I say, okay, let me see what's going on here. He's a 26. Oh, that represents 3. Oh, wait a minute. That's December 12th. He's a 26. That represents 8. Now I looked at the month and it said, okay, December 12th. Oh, wait a minute. December is a 12. Yeah, these two, that's a 3. And then here I am, a 3-8. My mother is December also. And she's a 3. Oh, wait a minute. That's a 3, and that's another 3. What's going on here? I am a 3. But now if I add her numbers together, that makes 6. 6 represents Virgo. It's ironic, right? And then here I am, the 2 and the 6 represents 8, the Scorpio. Now I'm here, Scorpio, right? With the 8 and 6 as a Virgo, that's your stomach, and that's your groin area. How about I got burnt down in my groin area at the age of 8 because I was touching my sister in the wrong way? Oh, yeah. No one's a good person. No one's a bad person, but we definitely have a good and a bad in us. And so with that time frame, it showed me I was in my Scorpio zone without even knowing it. And at the same time, what am I doing touching her in the first place? Well, let's go back. 2 years back, I was being touched. And I've been touched so much that someone put a phallus in my mouth. Bro, in my mouth? I could have bit it. I'm like, what? How do I even realize that happened? How did they even put that in my mouth without me even saying no, no, nothing? I don't even remember. I was shocked. So here it is, my own family. A part of my cousin's lifeline. But now I can't really expose him without exposing what he was going through. See, even his bad wasn't as bad because he had something bad happen to him. As you said earlier, it's like a roller coaster. And what happened to him? He's getting beat down by what his father, who doesn't really like him too much, as you could say, when we have children, we end up using them as chattel property. And now you can beat them up, do whatever, because they're your own good. They say, I brought you in this world, I can take you out. So now here we got that. And then on top of that, he likes coke. So he likes to sell it. He likes to, you know, do what he has to do with it to make sure he can still function. So these are the pimp life in the 80s and 90s that aware of. So when you see the hustlers, you're not seeing how, you know, they became this doctor or they became all these other people in this other live line because they had to get it another way. So when we don't see these things, it's a reoccurring, I got hate, I'm going to pass it to you. I got hate, I'm going to pass it to you. And so since someone passed it to me, here I am touching my sister inappropriately. And now I get the curse. But the curse is the wake up. Mm. So now your groin is burnt. I got a second degree burn going on third. I got boils coming up. All on my testicles and everything down there. So from my belly button on down. And it was from a pan. You hear me? A pan. A rectangular pan. I know this stuff. Because it's like, it don't pop away because it happened. You know, when you go through drama, it stays in and, it detail by detail. You probably even could add more to it. But it was water with grease in it. So now I'm putting water with grease, and it's chicken, barbecue chicken. We barbecued the chicken. It was so much that I don't even touch like that no more. It's just like you find yourself like, that was me? I did these things? No, I had to put salt in it, stuck at the bottom. And now I'm on the stove putting this together, and my mother calls me and she says, "I need you to go take care of your daughter. I mean your sister." And I'm like, "Dang, I gotta take care of my sister." So it's like, you know how in a mentality, I can't say you know it, but some of us in this mentality, when we want to retaliate, we use it like this in a sexual way and don't even know you're raping. So in a way, I was like, "You got me getting ready to go clean up and." I got to go, you know, wash her and stuff. Well, damn, I'm going to do something, too. You know, I'm going to get my benefit out of it. And not knowing that this was that chip that was put in me. You know what I mean? So you get a chip early by the touch of the early zone, you know, and you might have done it outside or something. But it's like first you did it with an older person because, you know, around your age. But then it's like you want to find the one that can't, you know, resist or don't resist and ain't about resisting. And it's like, to that point, you end up finding out you're doing it like as if you're strategically coming out with this as a plan. So it's like after it happened, I'm seeing my reoccurring thing. You know what I mean? Like, wow, I'm getting ready to touch my sister, you know, in the bathroom. And I already had plans to do something else, watch this movie. So now I'm thinking about, I'm forgetting the movie. I'm going to go ahead and touch my sister up since I'm going to be in here watching it. And nobody's going to be watching me. And this is what that unsupervised, when we talk about supervision, got to watch the children. Got to watch the children. Because you don't know at what point do they snap. When, how were you talking to them before they snap? You know what I mean? That's also detrimental. You know, you can't just be all nasty at the mouth with your child and expect them to do something, and they're going to do a great performance at it. That's not going to happen. That's the same way with a test. They will fail. They will fail miserably. They will fail with even vengeance even sometimes. So it's like, at this point, here I am, got the thing on the stove, and I got to get this off the stove. I'm getting ready to get it off the stove. I'm watching this movie, though, and the movie's telling on me. The movie's telling on me. So that's what got me feeling guilt in the first place, right? Because, you know, you connect by outside stuff. If you know it in your heart, my eye always talks to you. You just want to be blind by it. Don't want to listen to it. So anyway, I grabbed the pan. As I'm moving it, I'm looking at it, and I'm hearing what's being said. Somebody being framed for something they didn't do. They're getting framed for something they didn't do, but they saw who did it. And I'm looking at myself in all three pictures. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, snap, I'm in all three positions, and it's still me. You know, here I am getting ready to wash her, and so now I'm feeling a little guilt. And at the same time, I'm still fascinated by this movie. I'm picking up the pan, transferring it to the, and once I got to the sink, it tipped. The opposite direction, end up landing all on my inside. And I was like, oh, my God, I just jumped like, you know what I mean, like in frantic mode. And there's nothing I could do because it's water and grease. So it was like it was burning me while it was still on me. And even when we wiped it or got it off, it was still burning. Like there's nothing you could do. If you wipe it, that's my skin gone. So it was like, from that to get me to the hospital to, then I'm looking at it like, I ever get my, you know, down there right, I'll never do that. You know what I mean? Like, so it was a lot that in my mind going through, I had to learn, like, from the bumps going down to no more bumps to didn't have my skin back. That was a whole, like, within a month or 2 months of seeing your body redevelop itself. At the same time, you're saying, you know, I ain't gonna do that again. You know what I mean? Like, I got no thoughts of doing that no more. You know what I mean? So, and that was as a child. Now, mind you, speed up. At the age of eight. So what happened to me was at six.
Okay.
Was creeping in me, was still coming out till the age of eight. It's like I was messing with somebody outside, doing the dry humping. You know, certain things you'd be like testing yourself. You didn't even know you was doing that. You know what I mean? Like, my older sister and me, we had to go through it. My younger sister, she didn't go through it, but she went through it by me touching her. So it was like another way she still went through it, just in a different way. And it was like, I'm pushing on the ongoing, didn't know I'm pushing it on like that, because that's that bug, that's that chip. They put a little Willie Lynch chip in a lot of us at an early age without you knowing it. So it's a point of what started. Was it the CIA cocaine that came in and blindsided the dysfunction in the family, have the father hitting on the mother go talk about the issue to the sister, and the sister send the children in the room, and now the children go through their dysfunction at the same time. There was multiple times he hit her. This happened to be like the fifth time she couldn't take it, you know, that kind of stuff. And then the children got the dysfunction going on. So then there's the dysfunction, then there's the acceptance of how you bring your family in and you want to help and heal the family, yet you don't know how to heal yourself yet. You ain't learned nothing yet. So it's like, my mom coming right out the mountains. Out the mountains, bro. Appalachian Mountains. So it's a lot when you look at where you at. Yeah, what were you about to say?
I was asking you, because what you're describing is the spirit of perversion. And that ripples throughout a family. At what point, because I want the listening audience to understand that psychology has proven that from statistics, 87% of children that are molested or fondled also become molesters and fondlers. So
well, that's what I was explaining.
What point between your age and your age of
six and eight,
did you realize? Not that nobody told you the day. You realized this.
When
is
I burned my when
I wasn't supposed to do that.
When it burned myself, that was like a wake up call. Like, what you doing? Like, I let you get
but
away
you
with this for like
the
2 years straight.
You understood the connection, though.
Mm-hmm. I had to see it as that connection because, you know, first of all, you can't use the bathroom like you're talking about, like you used to. You know what I mean? Like, it's the dramatization that stunts a person and had them at least to step back and say, wait a minute, are you doing the right thing? And that's what it ended up being. I knew I wasn't doing the right. I can't be. If that was burnt down there and I was doing stuff with that down there I ain't never did before. You know what I mean? And this was within a 2 year time span of what I was doing. So it's like, what was new? Me doing that. And it was immediately I was about to do it next. So it was like, not today. You ain't doing it today. Not on my watch.
Right.
So it was like as if the ancestors kicked in and said, oh, he ain't doing this today. And we're going to put a stop to
the
that.
The realization
so it was like,
of what you were doing superseded your curiosity about doing it.
And what they call that, pre-intent, or what they say, you know, you got intention to basically getting ready to do it before you planned it out. I mean, you planned it out before you did it. That's what most people say is you was to go to jail. Like, you had a thought, how you going to do it, who's going to help you.
Premeditated.
Give thanks. And that's what, like, a lot of us, we'll see, like, how the Bill Cosby approach is, how the I'm going to slip some Molly in your drink, you know, and they got it in the songs. They got it in the songs, bro, and that's why I'm like, I don't do trap music. The word trap is already a trap right there. The word says trap, and you turn around, it's part, so it's not even all. It's a part of the music, you know, and when you look at Jazzy Melanin, it's a book, and they talk about how jazz was like the newer age of the gospel, and so it was a way to open up the frequency of your brain because it basically how you go a left-right kind of concept going on. So your mind expands a little bit more of their that black and white TV right. set. So this is why we do have to, you know, get more into the instruments and hear the tones, because these are those healing mechanisms. Like, I still didn't learn completely, like, in a – see, that was just the physical part of the rape, mentally incest type. I had to still spiritually get it right, because I got into a marriage and I still was converted by Christianity, which teaches us that the woman is supposed to settle down for what man tells her and only be submissive in certain aspects, yet she doesn't know, as I say, as a whole, she doesn't know she don't have to be submissive if he ain't doing the right thing. So she'll end up doing it regardless and still do it and saying, oh, the woman's supposed to be submissive. And he'll be like, no, you're taking a beating, and you don't need to take a beating. You don't need a man to put his hands on you. And yet they'll be like, well, this is the best thing I got going on for me, so I got to stay in this marriage. Or, you know, I'm going to lose everything
I
got.
Or we have children.
And
I gotta stay in
too,
the marriage.
That too. That's
children.
Major. That one's major, sister.
That's
because
major.
When we have children,
yes.
Yeah, because I'm saying if you have children, one, you don't want to break that, right? And then it's two, you don't want to feel that, you know, less of a woman that can't handle what just happened. So then there's the three, the psychological damage to it, to where you say, well, damn, I just had a baby. I got this extra weight. I got to get rid of it in order for really to making it look like I'm good. But mentally, I'm scarred. So now I got PTSD, post-trauma, post-traumatic. All that is connected. And postpartum.
Postpartum.
So it's like
trauma.
All that. Yeah.
You have post-traumatic trauma from the
yes,
abuse.
That's
both
why I brought it up.
And physical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then here how
okay,
we speak
you guys.
To you. And now it's like, I don't trust you with that woman. I mean, I don't trust you with nobody. And now I'm going to call you the B word and the H word and all these other things because I don't trust nobody. And you got my son around that. And even though we ain't together, you know, all that be kicking in. So it's like, where's the security? Where's the security? That's what ended up being the case.
Oh.
Like, the dysfunction starts with that. Like, if you're
lack
dysfunctional,
security.
The security starts kicking to where you're seeing where it's happening.
Okay.
Is, yep, even monetary funding. So, like, how do I, you know, even for us, some of us would be like, well, I pay you, and that should be it. Like, I ain't got to deal with you. You know, take care of the child. So now there's the separation anxiety as well, and how she could basically take her life out, take the child life out, or put it in the child because the child now, she feels a way, a certain kind of way. Like, I was feeling a certain kind of way when we separated. So, like, to learn that, first, I got to learn my zodiac sign because I didn't. Second, I need to learn what's her zodiac sign because I didn't. Then when that child came out, I definitely didn't know that. So it was like that was one of those things. Two, how's the lifestyle? How is my lifestyle, her lifestyle in comparison? Like, what did we do to meet, first of all? And if we didn't meet that the proper way, there might be some more improper things that could happen. So there's red flags, yellow flags, and green flags. I'm going to say there also is orange flags.
Yeah.
In between the yellow and the orange, and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know that one. But,
yeah,
it's
if you
artificial.
Don't mind, guys. Real quick, you guys, because Robert right there, and then, too, we got a guest, y'all. Justin wants to come in, too, just to let you guys know.
Gotcha.
I want to hear his – yeah, I want to hear his – but to, in reply to what Eternal said about – in what you said, Auntie, about how as children, we – you know, me as a child, you know what I'm saying, I did it to other children. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would influence – but see, I did that as a child. I would influence and I would mess with my cousins and like, ooh, this was done to me. Look, let's try this. Let's play house. Let's build a tent. And, you know, we're going to do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So I got molested by both. I only tell y'all about the men aspect. Whoever, somebody's doing something in the background. If you can mute for me, whoever's doing that in the background. Okay. So, you know, so I got molested by a girl, too. She was 12, and I think I was 7. The male part happened early on, but the female part, but I did it to both sexes. You know what I'm saying? But I was a child doing that. But, Auntie, as I, and this happened to me just When we have an eye to see, we start seeing our predators so clear. We start seeing our behavior so clear. So there was a point in my life to where I was conscious enough to do what was done to me. I'm talking at an age of 16 or at an age of 17 or even in my 25s and even now still to 30, to where I'm able to do this to little boys. You know what I'm saying? I'm able, like, they come to me all the time. They want money, you know, like cute little boys, you know, quote. You know what I'm saying? Like little boys that reminded me of myself. But auntie, I have a decision to make in my mind. Either I could do what was done to me, or I could do the right thing in my soul's eye that I
break
know is right
chain.
To do. And I break the cycle. Even every opportunity that presents itself, which it just presented itself last week, auntie, to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I have it in my mind that I am not going to do that to these children.
I want the audience to understand that when you tell children that it is normal them to play house and play doctor and all of these little games that they don't have any supervision during introducing, because let me just break this down. Children are born sexual. Well, LJ, what the hell do you mean by that? Children fondle. They touch. They explore their natural body. You'll see babies walk around with their hands in their diapers. You see them hunching on furniture and teddy bears. You see them, these are their bodies having sensations that feel good, that release the endorphins in their mind. A good touch. So, you know, when you're masturbating, even children masturbate as soon as they realize. I remember my little brother, I was changing his diaper. He couldn't have been more than 6 months old. And he was kicking, and you know how they kicking and they cooing and making these sounds and, you know, just, ooh, baby. And he reached down and grabbed his penis. So when he first grabbed it, he snatched it and he hollered, ah! And I was, oh, shit. My mama came running in the room. What the hell was that? What's going on? And I said, he's pulling on himself. And he wouldn't let it go. He kept pulling. Well, he had never paid attention to the fact that it was something down there to grab. So I'm undoing his fingers. My mother thinks it's hilarious. We just in this, okay, it's an elephant in the room. This is weird. But it wasn't weird. He was exploring himself, and he kicking and cooing. I'm trying to get the diaper and everything together to wipe him off because he had poopy. When he grabbed that dang on penis, and he didn't have the consciousness to know if you let it go, you'll stop pulling it and it won't hurt. So the more we were responding to him, well, reacting to him, the more he was pulling, unknowing. When he stopped pulling, he peed. It was a relief. And my mother said, it's normal for babies to fondle. And I'm thinking, okay, but who teaches the baby when it begins to touch and explore? How do you show the child good touch, bad touch? How do you show the babies that direct them at your immature age is only for defecation of waste from
When the parents are in cahoots, auntie, you know, well, a lot of children don't have
but
that.
But see, then who's to say that? See, we're dealing with a mental defect. We're dealing with a spiritual negative entity. Pedophilia has been in existence for a long time. Religion supports pedophilia. In their right mind, takes their child to church for a priest to suck their son's penis, the Catholics, before circumcision. Okay? So we're teaching these things. We expose our sons to genitalia trauma in circumcision the first 24 to 48 hours of their life in America. Mothers, we don't look at it like that because society condones it, and it's what's been put before us as normal. But everything that is normal is not always okay. It is not always correct. In Ethiopia, the culture in Ethiopia is to castrate females so that they don't ever explore the joy of climaxing from a clitoral aspect.
Wow.
The clitoris. So we're doing these things. Yes. We're doing these things in tradition, and we're doing these things in what's condoned or okay by society. If someone, when I was a child, a baby, removed my clitoris, you've altered my whole mental process of sex forever. When we get our sons circumcised, we introduce their phallus to trauma. We alter their mind without even knowing. We introduce them to trauma sexually. So now we move forward and we say, oh, you know, like with MJ. MJ's very promiscuous. If people know anything about mentally challenged children or mentally delayed children, they have a heightened, people in general, have a heightened sex drive. Why is that? They develop pubic hairs faster than what's deemed to be normal children, and they explore sex. Fondling, touching, grinding, punching earlier than normal children. Now, this is connected. Studies have been done because when the brain processes that there is a defect somewhere, there is also a explosion or expansion somewhere else, and most of the time it's rooted in sex. Now, I'm a pit bull about my children because I was a molested child. I was raped. Okay? Mm-hmm. My rape came in my early teenage years. My child molestation came. The first time I can remember being fondled, I was about 2 years old, and my auntie had a friend. And he would always come around the house, and everybody thought that he was of the alternative lifestyle and only interested in males. Well, this particular individual would pinch my diaper, my yoni was, and stimulate. So when I began to hunch all the time, it was cute. Oh, she always be hunching, little horny heifer. We gonna have to tie her down. She need a chastity belt. Hee, hee, hee. And it was funny in the family. It was a joke. It was cool. It was accepted. It was okay. And nobody ever asked the question, what triggered her to hunch it?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't always.
Mm-hmm.
And so... from him holding me, and they would be like, oh, get, you know, go ahead and pick Tiki up. She okay? Take her in the house, this, that, and the other. And I didn't know. All I knew was when this man picked me up, he hit a spot that made me feel tingled. And it felt good. And guess
he liked it.
And I didn't know
that
it was wrong.
Yep.
I didn't know that it wasn't okay. I didn't know that it was something that I wasn't supposed to be doing. So then I began to grow and get older, and I became promiscuous. And so for boys, playing hide go seek and hide go get it, it was cool because they also were fondling. But now I didn't have a diaper. Now I had panties, and my panties would get wet. And my grandma would say, did you pee on yourself? I say, no. Mm-hmm. She said, yes, you did, because your panties wet. But my panties wasn't wet because I peed on myself. My panties was wet because I was outside playing with little boys that knew how to hit that spot that man at 2 years old introduced me to, and it felt good. So guess what? I didn't tell. Because people said that if you tell, you're going to get in trouble. And if you get in trouble, then we're going to get in trouble. And so now we develop what? Secret.
Yep.
And secret. Are dangerous because we don't understand that our natural bodies are responding to something that is of nature. But our moral bodies and our moral compasses have not been developed enough to understand that we don't understand our natural bodies. And so perversion creeps in because now when you can't get a little boy to hunt, now you're playing doctor with your cousin, and your cousin's been molested too. And so boys and girls are now figuring out what mommy and daddy be doing when they on and on and the headboard hitting the thing, and you begin to listen. And so now you're listening to what sex sounds like, but you don't know what sex feels like. And see, the initial sex is painful. For both the male and the female. Breaking that cherry ain't nothing special if you ain't never been there before. So something that's supposed to be innocent now becomes a secret that becomes perversion. You see how we're adding these links? And then we become adults and we don't want to deal with it, or we become aware of what we've done and we don't want to deal with it. Because we say, it's wrong, and I was a child, so I didn't know any better. But as a child, you knew what the atmosphere around you allowed to be available. You didn't know how you knew. You just knew. It feels good. And so pleasure became pain, and pain became pleasure. Mm. And pain brings change. So, when a lot of us are not willing to talk about when we were a child because it makes us have to be accountable for our perversion and our awareness, regardless of what the age was that we were introduced. And so now you have to go back down memory lane and allow you to trigger you about you. And you'll find that you're not such an upstanding citizen. You'll find that you, too, touched other children as a child. You'll find that you, too, adopted perversion because it felt good and you didn't understand the bridge of what your body was doing. And what your mind was reminding you was inappropriate. So your mind told you it's wrong, and you made it a secret. And that secret grew because you fed it. You fed it when you touched and purposely bumped against little girls with big boobs. You fed it when you touched and bumped your phallus against little girls and boys while they were bent over in cabinets helping you cook and in the yard helping you tend to the grass. And these are things that you didn't think about. You naturally kicked into it because it became something that was a part of you. And we don't talk about it under the cloak of secret because we don't want to go back and remember that we too are tainted. And the only way that we're going to fix it is to face the perverted us.
On that note, let's go ahead and bring in Justin. Peace on to you, Justin. You've been here for the most part of the broadcast and heard everything. So we're going to get into the dark psychology of it all, you know, but I feel that there's going to be a part two show. So, Justin,
yes.
How do you feel? Yes, this is going to definitely be more than one part to this because we just getting
it may become
just getting
a theory
to the meat of,
because it's deeper
yeah.
than the surface.
There we go. So, Justin, PC2, you are unmuted.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Greetings.
Okay.
Greetings.
Well, dark psychology has been used, I would say, in a higher sense, against humans and by humans toward each other. And by, I'll even say, higher beings. You can call them whatever you like, angels, whatnot. Me personally, I feel like they must exist in some type of way, aliens, whatever. So that being said, dark psychology is not necessarily, it doesn't have to necessarily be so dark. You can use dark psychology to help someone out of a situation, such as I was watching this show last night, just for example. It was The Legends on Netflix. They had to get this little boy tent so they can run away with him so they can get him out of trouble because he didn't want to come out of tent. So the woman was trying to talk to the little boy, and she was, and the guy to the side of her said, okay, think like a little boy. And so instead of yelling at him as a mother figure would, she was like, she had to start playing that fantasy role. She had to get into a British accent. She said, hello,
she had
Dad.
To go into his world.
And that is dark psychology. Now, that may be dark psychology that manipulated him to come out of there finally, but that helped him. And that's just to say dark psychology doesn't always have to be so terrible. And sexuality is a social construct. It's it's learned socially because that's what sex is. You have to do it with someone else in order for it to be, for lack of better terms, effective. Now, of course, there is scientific evidence, I won't necessarily say proof, but there is scientific evidence that humans, and not only humans, but certain plants, that we were once a hermaphrodite species.
Asexual.
And, of course, you can go, right. And, of course, you can go back into some more esoteric readings, and you will see that, you know, since the fall of man or the dissension of mankind, we have split into two separate, we split our sexes, basically.
Into
so,
two different entities.
Now, my thing is, and I'm going to use some dark psychology here, even though usually when you use dark psychology, you don't say that. Is homosexuality a way, or accepting it, is it a way that humankind is evolving back into that higher species of a being? Yes, because, I mean, you can look at sci-fi movies all day.
You just broke.
And there's also, you know, sometimes this goes hand in hand. You know, a lot of these beings, such as, I have to say this in the English language, Archangel Gabriel, he or she is basically that, a he or a she. It's a feminine type of angel, but it has both aspects to it. So are we going back to that? By accepting
I would respond to that and say no, because of the genetics being altered for male being Y and woman being X, well, male being XY and woman being XX. No, of that was the purpose of sex is healing and procreation, and male to male and women to women cannot procreate. So I would
say
no to that entity.
But do you think it's
okay?
With that being said, that's a physical thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, now, Justin, if you don't mind, I would say yes to that because, you know, I feel that we are limited a lot down here as far as sex is only for procreation, as far as these definitions and these things that we give the people to stay on this accord or to stay on this agenda, you know what I'm saying? I feel that that's limited because that closes off the infinite, that closes off the all to a higher understanding, you know, to the oneness of it all. So I will argue that.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but how
right.
do you
well,
argue it?
I can understand. I can understand where Auntie was coming from because she's a
everybody's
she's a medical professional,
which doesn't bring life. And females are not anatomically
not
correct to
them.
Penetrate at all.
I agree. If it possibly doesn't bring light, however, there is darkness, and darkness sheds that light. So, even though I'm personally unsure whether homosexuality or transsexuality brings forth light or dark. I don't know if one relationship, I don't know if some homosexual or transsexual relationship brings dark and light entities. However, darkness is definitely required in the universe. And
mm-hmm.
I know that Native American traditions, back when the five tribes were civilized, they seen these, I'll say hermaphrodite beings and even homosexual beings. As beings with higher consciousness, because they embodied both masculine or both man and woman at the same time, and you could live out life as both. So you had the knowledge of both of those beings, masculine, male and female. So
I could see it being maybe on the healing aspect. But the agenda then wipes out procreation.
Exactly.
Right.
See, please understand that there are levels in which this whole energy, the whole purpose and intention behind the elevated aspect of it has been tainted throughout history. This
mm-hmm.
is a lot of history that has been hidden. All of this energy, you know, space should not be looked on as this whole perverted thing. There are positive aspects. There are balanced aspects to this energy space. Now, we do indeed have to uncover all of the, you know, because everything in which you guys are saying, everything that we're saying is correct. You know, it's just that we have to get to a level of understanding these many different levels and how dark psychology has been used. This is why we must understand what dark psychology is, how dark psychology has been used in this, you know, realm to sway a people.
And even the influence on it being pushed on people who don't know themselves and are going with the agenda out of curiosity and perversion and not for the higher spiritual aspects of what the energy of it actually is intended for. Because we get a lot of people that are pushing the agenda, and then you have people say, well, I tried it, but I might not be that. You know what I'm saying? You always have the that part.
It's always
If I can say something to that, I feel that there is an agenda. There is an agenda, however, I feel like the agenda is not to just make every – the agenda is to unbalance that because regardless of the agenda, I believe we said this before on this show, in countries that are predominantly, you know, where the Muslim religion is the dominant belief or in countries to where homosexuality is punished by law, there is more homosexual porn watched in that country Rather as here in America, mm-hmm. we don't have as much homosexual porn watching because it's not suppressed as much. So if you are, if you're from Islam, you know, you could be a whole homosexual man, but you feel like you're going to go to hell or go to jail, so you just going to have you, you know, this is in theory, you're going to have a wife or something, or you're just not going to have a wife, and you're just not going to ever have a boyfriend either if you're a homosexual. And you're just going to be living your life like that, watching, you know, in theory, watching gay porn.
So think, why is this being suppressed? You know what I'm saying? Why is this being suppressed? What is it about this energy that people want to suppress? What is really going? I'm sorry, you know, but on this is why I don't have this conversation a lot, because we are always revert back to the whole procreation, Adam and Eve story. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that it's more to it than that.
No, the procreation has nothing to do with the Adam and Eve story, because the Adam and Eve story was even a lie. The procreation is population control from the agenda. If society can make it that everybody is thinking that they have the free will, availability, or need to connect with the same sex on a regular basis out of basically what's known to be perversion, because the introduction of it all primarily comes from a level of child molestation, child rape, things of that nature. So when you're dealing with this energy, confusion always opens the gate for which way the scales are going to turn. For society, it is a population control issue worldwide. We're all afraid that there's not enough trees to breathe. There's not enough water to drink.
Okay.
There's not enough food in the cycle for the people. So if we push that everybody start laying with one another, same sex, we eliminate children being incarnated.
Right. And
so
that's
now,
agreed upon. Now,
it's
now,
accepted.
It's accepted now. But see, here, okay, that's one aspect of it. Here's another aspect, what I feel that Justin is attempting to touch on here, you know what I'm saying, that I hope we're not missing, is that, you know, I was listening to a brother the other day, not the other day, but a brother about 2 months ago on Brother Rich's platform. And this was a recent live. And he was like, you know, I wish I had exactly what he said, but he was speaking on the terms of the oneness, the divinity of the whole point of it all. Like there was a higher reasoning or a higher, you know, perspective. It was something that I heard that resonated to the core of my soul, that surpasses this agenda, that surpasses everything that we are doing down here on earth. When he said that, which I have never heard anybody really speak about, probably some shit that's hidden in history, but you know, it's something here that is on a higher scale that we're going to get to the bottom of. I don't know what lifetime we're going to get it, but something is here, and Justin was just attempting to touch on it. But we got to get all this other shit out the way first before, you know, we get there. Now, on that note, allow Eternal to come in and give his perspective on dark psychology and how it relates to this gay agenda.
Greetings again. The defense is like psychological warfare. So on a movie like Inception, you can go into that movie and you start to see how dark psychology works, how to you to use your feelings and your emotions. And because we've been blocked at an early age, there's what we call pederasty. And pederasty is known as a Greek terminology to where sexual activities in the Odyssey. I don't know if you've seen that Odyssey, Iliad, Iliad, or I-L-L-A-D or I-L-L-I-A-D. It was a time in the dynasty of Homer and Hippocrates, all of these connections of when they felt that they could bring the Roman and romantic out of the Moor man, and then call it Norman, That's why we became normal, doing normal things. That's norms.
Come on.
So the get out of the norms day, Tuesday, they came up with Odin Wednesday. So Odin Wednesday was like to merge or to marry. And so now we married into another God concept. So each day is a God concept. So the more we're in tune with it, Moon Day, Monday, Lunas Day, Tuesday, and how you basically are in a lunar energy on Tuesday, by Wednesday you're wedded by Odin. And Odin, of course, the Odin or Odin. You hear Dean. You hear Dean as like one who's in charge of the campus. And so the campus is also the talus campus in your brain. So we're actually opening the olfactory of our brain to where our auditorium is basically where all of us gather at. They call it the 24 nodes, as in Zoser. We've been building. So we're building blocks in the builder, and we're a carpenter, and we're all these other building aspects. That's where the master and mastery comes from. You're coming out of your pineal gland, right? Yeah, at the same time, it all saturates out of your spine. So whether you're spineless or spine, this is the snake or seven or jacu coming back up the ladder to see what is up as gold, being golden to the head, as golden to the heart, and then, of course, it's golden in the hips. That's why it's about the cave and in cave, man and woman, to that mentality. This dark psychology is the idea of finding your, as they call it, deepest, darkest concepts, and now fix it to a point where not just like you destroyed it, but to better enhance the repairment that was done, that was needed and necessary, because it sits so layman as in long term in the brain and into the body, just like massages actually help out in different ways, where it's Reiki, where it's sound, where it's water, whether it's even the aroma. You know, you can change the aroma with aromatherapy, and you can change up what you just said there, fear. The fear is what's been the tactics of the agenda. And so fear thyself became the same point of the child being young and not being able to defend themselves. So this is all what about the warrior and how war has been in a warrior. Mm-hmm. A warrior is one who wars with himself. So now to actually be spiritual warrior is knowing how to ground your warrior side spirit, so that when it's time to duel, you won't just be dueling yourself. You'll be dueling the situation that's occurring in front of you. This is the difference between a team and an army. A team actually works together. An army has to go by ranks. And so you are a team to yourself. And you know what team is backwards. It's called meat. So you have to meet yourself, and which meet is ma'at. Once you ma'at yourself, it's like learning your rules. You create all your rules because you're the creator, not the maker. And because there's people who decides to go by rules, make up more rules, and then they're saying this is the part of the game that you don't get to do. And this is how we also got these illustrations in the relationships, to how the one who now has the wisdom passes it on, the wisdom, but now you got to give me something for it. And that's where the Odyssey became a big waiver over the alpha. A lot of us as a child, before we knew we were coming into being an alpha, they knew about your bloodline. So that's the main major reason why a lot of us, like right now, I could ask y'all, what's your bloodline? And you might be like, oh, I don't know it. You know, what blood type are you? And you're like, okay, well, I don't know. And so now it's the
old
blood, right?
Positive tribe of Levi, me being feminine. I'm the E13.
How did you find that out, and how can others find out their O type? I mean, their anybody
the
have
blood type you can get from your lab work when you go to the doctor. I recommend that everybody do yearly blood work, so that you understand what minerals your body's deficient in and where your body is. You know, where you're online, when you're balanced and where you're imbalanced. You don't have to do your body according to what the doctor tells you, but you do need to have your blood work analyzed so that you can get a baseline, and then you can heal it according to your own individual path. But I want to build on what Eternal said. Right.
Hold on, I don't think Eternal was finished.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, and then I'll come back to where you what I wanted to touch on that you shared.
What I was going to say is just like Malcolm X, he said, we could sit at the table but not eat the same foods. He was correct about that because now we learned a lifestyle that isn't ours. And so we were taught to do lifestyles that we don't attain to. So this is where you turn your God away from yourself. And that's how we became bastardized to our own culture, our own language, and our own spirit. So what we look at, just like what I was saying about the spiritual body. Once you attach yourself back to your spiritual body, you can start awakening these other principles. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have them already awakened, but it'd be really, really, really helpful that your spiritual body is attached to your mental and your physical body. When you came into this world, your existence was mental and physical, right? You knew it physically because people mentally was telling you. Like, if I pinch you right now, you would say, who did I pinch? I mean, my question would be, who did I pinch? But automatically, you would say me. But me represents mental. So we always express the me, just not know what mental is, all right? So now we have mental concentration, physical concentration, and a spiritual concentration. Well, when your spiritual concentration was broken, we call that buck riding or buck biting. And when that buck, when he bit the bite of the buck, like how the buck ended up getting broken by getting beat, it feels the defeat of it. So now this is why not only the word defeat sounds like dead and feet as your feet, the feet. You're actually feeling it spiritually in your feet as your whole body. There's this other spiritual body that we don't connect to, and that's the 12th house, the 12th zodiac sign. When you put your feet on the floor, you're touching your spiritual side already. That's your mental. That's not even having to deal with your physical. As when you get up and say, oh, my feet hurt. Now you're tapping into how your physical is attached to your mental, but really it's your spiritual that got your whole thing going. So now, on a constant, that's what's being attacked. When you get up out of the bed, are you really thinking for yourself in the spiritual aspect, a mental or a physical? These are the three times your eight of 24 hours. You got 24 hours to figure this out before you lay back down and do it all over again. Now, if you keep doing this, you'll keep putting what you call 24, 2 and a 4 is 6. You're putting a spell on yourself. Now, what is it that you put on that as the spell is on yourself? Do you get out of the spell? Do you see the spell? Do you show it by giving it by separating it? Oh no, I don't go by these spells. Do you cast your own spells? And if you know about casting, it's also like cats. You're a cat. You're a KTA. Your DNA is KTA. So it depends on how much strength do you have in yourself and your melanin. Do you see how do you repeat yourself out? And so that's by you exploring your higher self. And where is it? Is the point and moment that, you know, like we talked about earlier, someone could touch you and now you feel, you know, hurt by that touch. But now how do you heal from it? Even though you got abused and even though you might want to turn into the phobic mode and you want to run and hide into yourself, this is why these things happen to be Greek. Certain things of our knowledge only got stunted at a certain point. But you can go beyond this stunted point. Like you can go beyond saying, okay, well, I guess I'm naturally supposed to be gay. You don't have to naturally be gay. You could be beyond gay. This is where you hear Ankh Aton comes from. Ankh Aton represents the Ankh. So the Ankh represents how to get back into your Trinity self. How do you see your Trinity from if you were sexually abused, if you was mentally abused, if you was physically abused, can you see it still out of the Trinity? What was brought out of comedic terms was the Ankh itself. Why? Because that was the only thing they can carry, right? Because there's so many other deities. They could have brought all the deities out. However, they say, you know what? Ankh Aton, bring this out because they'll still know what you talk about. If you take this, rock with it, you know what I mean? Send it out to the universe. People still know what it is because truth is truth. They don't just pop up. If you have a pineal gland that's not expanded, that's where the womb is really at. So you got the circle of your head. Yep. And you have the left and right, which is the child. Now, this is what got perverted. It's called the cross because the left and right, respect, bro, the left and right was the child growing up, not the child just staying as a child. See, when we are a man, as a man being in the hands of Aset, this was the story that we all know about. The man is in her hands. It's a man, but it's a little man. It's not a big man, not a tall, it's not a huge man. It's a little man. And she has her breasts out. Now, we perverted that, had women take their shirt off and, you know, want to show her chest. And we want to see how she gives milk. You know, we want to see the nipple. We want to see all of these things that basically like the cow, they perverted it. They called the cow a heifer and then, you know, gave it other names, but it's known as Haru or Hathor. That connection was knowing how she gave us how we know our royalty is from where we come from. So now as a heavenly cow, it's also an earthly cow. So now when we get that energy cow, you hear the word cow, ka and cow. Ka is like hawk. So cow. Now the word, you hear the bird, the hawk, as the connection of its highest 270 degree change of life cycle, just like the eyes being able to see behind the back, is what mother gave us this non-life birth in the chair. Now, the chair is also known as CH with air, but it's also K sound with a CH. So it's care, how she gave us care. And that caring nurture was nature. So she gave us nurture and nature at the same time. The moment we perverted it is when we pissed on it. That's how we got soil doves. When we pissed her off, you know, it's the same thing. But when you think of urinal, urinate, all that's all almost in the same connection. And we wouldn't see it. Then they put us in an urn. But then you earn money. But then this is also the same as urnal. See, we've been perverted. And when they get doves and they fly above and say, hey, this is your death, they perverted it. They didn't give you the hawk. They gave you a dove. They're saying they're giving you mockery. If and when in Rome, do as Rome does. See, we can't serve two masters. So now it's the whole idea, you're a slave to it or you're a master to it. And this is where the mastery of the man is in the lap. It would say lap. You also say laps when you run further, right? You do laps around. So now you're in the lap, which is law, and the P of SE, which is your S being your spiritual self, right? And your emotional self with the LAP. The LAP is still the land, right, and the air, and the P of your physical ability. See, when we acronym things, we become our own language. And this is what builds us as character. This is what builds us as the nobility and the noble, as a no with a bell, right, is a ball, if you don't see your ball. So now your ball is your test, your testes, to now knowing the truth of the ovaries, of overall things you come from. So you are going to shame yourself if you don't know that you're a grown man, right, as a baby in the lap of the mother. I'm going to say that for everybody up here that's listening. If your ego is that big, you are screwing your own self anyway. That's why he had his phallus go in his mouth as he's grabbing his own feet. Because he's basically saying, I know myself enough that I know my sexual preference. I know my sexual principles way before I even talked about gender. That's my spiritual side to my mental side. So now I know physically. Now, I can't do a damn thing without the help of a woman. And that's not woman on the physical. That's in the divine principle. You've been 361 of yourself, not 360. That's just saying, oh, you just came out. But when you just came out, you a baby. That's why they give you food as a baby, to a baby. A baby will eat. But now you're a grown man. Now what you going to do? You going to still eat baby food? It's time for you need to grow up. So how do you grow up? You grow into yourself, Jack. You got to go up that beanstalk, right, because it's green for a reason. It's to go to your fourth chakra, not just stuck in your second and your third, your first or your second. Your first and your second. Your first is dealing with sex. So your sex all out of alignment. You want to have sex. You want to have sex. Now you're having too much sex. Now you got too much spiritual all up in your body. Your mental all fucked up. Your physical all screwed up. So now your physical and your mental can't get right. Because every few months, when you think you're getting right, you go back to doing it all over again. So now you still ain't healed nothing. So now you got to learn your mental and your physical. It's called PMS. S&P. Yeah. So if you keep it simple, you start to learn, what am I putting my in myself, Buddha? What does Buddha have to handle, right, that's even pure enough to be deaf that now I can find a cure for? That's what the snake had to do. Snake is the antidote when you get bit twice, not when you get bit once, though. So you got to get bit twice in order to learn your lesson. Or you might got to get bit more than once. You might need more bites than that. You might need some more antidoping to do. So in our life, as a coyote or as the jackal, see, the jackal end up being how the man been. The man said, okay, I'm going to be a dog. But now the dog is also God backwards. So that's why he ended up dogging himself backwards. Just how the dog became just like a bull, become like a cow. So we put the horns on the cow, but now we call this in the age of Moses and Abraham and Mozart, Moab. All that's coming over here to the Aries, to the Taurus, from your head to your throat. How do you handle the rest of your body? Are you still connected with your head, your heart, and your hips? If not, these are the principalities that you're calling out that ain't being called out. And that's why the dysfunction starts to kick in. And this is where you start to see, well, where am I impaired at? And where did it start at? And how do I fix that impairity? You have to start to go back into the urge, go back into learning. If I was destroying the feminine as so much as a matter when I ate, is it that also that I was destroying? And when I put it in my body, was it also destroying? Peace and greetings. Hold on for a second. Good thing.
What I wanted to piggyback off of where Eternal was is I want to paint a picture for everybody. If the feminine energy was the first that took on a body for human beings, and she was asexual, she could think. The chemical that is in the male's testes that creates the seed was in her bone marrow at this time. She was asexual. There was no sex needed outside of her mind. So we have to go back and understand that sex was not physical initially. It was mental and spiritual. It was the way that you thought that you created, being a woman and holding a womb. When the gene became altered and we created the XY, we gave the chemical that allowed us to be asexual to the man. So now we need the masculine, and the masculine needs the feminine in order to coexist. There's no question on that. That is within nature. That is the universal law, and that is spiritual. There's no question on that. So when we're talking about us in the physical, intimacy is something that we can share, same sex to same sex. But the penetration came with the perversion. And when we understand that and understand that only the male can penetrate, the woman cannot penetrate. The woman only masturbates with another woman. The males penetrate, but in that, the males, just look at the anatomy. If it was meant to be, then why isn't it a clean space for the males to penetrate in a sexual manner and not the two nastiest places on the body, which is the digestive system of the mouth and the anus? Because there's no other place for you to penetrate. With a woman, there's nowhere for a woman to penetrate because our phallus, aka clitoris, is not big enough.
I want to point out something you just did. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you say things, I don't know if you notice when you do it, but when you say things like, if it's not clean, you know, why are the nastiest place? You know, when you use these judgment type words,
the energy, I get it, but the energy, I'm
telling you why people are not getting it, why they ain't even trying to understand, why this energy is trying to go against y'all, trying to go against, you know, whatever, trying to destroy everything. Why this energy is so mad is because you're fueling it with, you know, the way Eternal delivered it, you know what I'm saying, it was felt, it was hurt. But sometimes when you deliver it and give it out, it's
Eternal
taken as an offense.
In,
taken as a but the words you just used, like nasty and you know what I'm saying, like, you know, these judgments.
Do you know how much bacteria resides in our mouths that affect our entire body? Do you know how much bacteria lies in our gut that is our second brain? Do you know how much weight your behind is cleaner than your mouth? I'm giving science, and I'm coming from a place of love. So if there is a feeling of it being a negative, that is the individual. That is not my deliverance. I'm coming from a place of love. I'm giving you science. I'm giving you what is proven. You can't take this personal. This is general. And I'm on the show, doing the show, because I'm in love, not just loving people who are dealing with this. It's not personal. It's universal. Worldwide, universe-wide. And it's okay. But I'm not coming at you. I'm coming with you to bring forth the science of it all, so that we can understand and not just understand why so many of us are fucked up. And the ego, Eternal addressed it even in his speaking. The ego has to sit the fuck down and receive it as it's given, not as perception. Assume that it is coming from. I'm giving you love, baby. I'm giving us all love, because it's not just you. I know women that may be in the caller queue right fucking now. I beg them to listen. Women who don't have phalluses, who are not in a position to penetrate. So what is the psyche that makes us feel like intimacy can't be shared amongst us all? Men to men, women to women, men to women. And remove the perversion of penetration that has been given to us to destroy us. Because that's what we're dealing with. And gay means to be happy. So I want everybody to be gay. But I want people to understand why they're living alternative lifestyles and not willing to deal with the root of why they're living an alternative lifestyle. Why you're allowing taboo and things that were taught from others outside of yourself to have so much power over the gods and goddesses that we are. And it's okay to be intimate. But why is the perversion still so prevalent within the secrets of us as a worldly family? That's where your auntie coming from. Don't take this personal. Don't allow your feelings to make you feel like you're under attack. Anybody hearing my voice, I'm loving you the way that I love me. And I'm not going gentle into that great night, even when I find peace in my darkness. And we have to get it. And understand that it is not daggers. And I'm not sending out covert shots. But I am mentally dropping seeds to stimulate pushing past while your ego does not want you to hear me authentically.
See, I do have something to say slash ask, but more so say, I'm a believer that, you know, nowadays, a lot of people say that, you know, everybody comes from a woman. You know, you don't come from a rib, you come from a woman. However, I don't feel like that's necessarily the case. Of course, yes, right now we're all coming from women. But, and I'm not really talking about just homosexuality. I'm talking about something more complex. Like how you say,
there's more to this story.
The phallus is the penetration.
Well, we all come from thought.
However, I just can't get with the ideology that women by themselves bred humanity, because I don't see that in anywhere else in existence. Now, what? Maybe a hermaphrodite, you know, maybe it was mainly a woman at first, but, you know, I've watched a video. I forgot the name of the person, but I seen a hermaphrodite. They were born with both sexual reproductive organs, but this person and the parents didn't know that they were born with both parts until this person was 13, until they went through puberty. Until then, they kind of looked like a girl-woman type of, I have to say, thing. It might be offensive to people.
Women
like
are hermaphrodites. Our clitoris is our phallus.
He gave himself a child. He impregnated himself through, he had to go to the doctor to do that. So, of course, that wasn't the first hermaphrodite being, the ancient one came now, but I just don't see, and I know you're about to say women are hermaphrodite, I didn't let you finish that, but I just don't understand how you can get that from just a feminine creature or just from a male creature, but mainly so from a feminine creature.
Can Eternal come back in on that?
He can come back. Yeah, he can come back in if I may interject as well. I feel that there is something to be heard here with this energy. I feel that, with the scientific methods and in the ancient histories and all of this, deep in my soul, I feel that there is something that is trying to speak through all of this that we are not hearing. So with that, Eternal, go ahead.
We need each other. We need each other.
And we got each other in our net. Even how I just shut you down with my ego. I will admit how I just shut you down with my ego, because I'm coming from a place to somebody who has lived this lifestyle, who have walked this and been through this, and sometimes it pisses me off to hear how heterosexuals sometimes know more or think they know more because of this whole procreation thing. I feel that it is more to this story than that. That's it. Eternal.
Yeah, you got the story of epigenetics, where our behavior, our lifestyle, our social path is another way of living, to a point where, as we say, sapio sapio. If we don't know about the life and how the diaspora of change has changed, if you look at the womb, in itself, first of all, to destroy self would to say, I don't love what's going on as my functions develop, right? So as what I'm going to end up doing, I'm going to be L-I-V-E, and then I'm going to turn my L-I-V-E around, and that becomes E-P-I-L. And in the beginning, I could be like loving the job, loving the experience, but then when I come out to do certain things, I end up switching up. And that switch up is what basically is happening here. We're knowing about what evil is and how to live backwards on certain things. And this is what evil does to ourselves. We become a point of saying, okay, I got the same scenario of my mind, how I think, becomes my reaction to life, right? And because it has mental and physical. Now, the spiritual is what's going to be attacked if I don't work on these two things, right? So a hole on the ground and a pole, what came first, the hole or the pole? Now, of course, they'd be like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, if the egg came, there wouldn't be no way that chicken be able to, egg would survive without the chicken. So in reality, there was some kind of oneness first before it became separated ones, right?
Right.
And so this is why you hear the word goddess first before you hear the word God. That's why even when you say God is, you're still saying goddess, but you're not noticing. Just like when we say diva L, you're saying a diva, right? A feminine, right? Becoming an L, masculine, diva L, devil. Just like when you say Allah, we're thinking it's masculine, but it isn't. It isn't. If we really knew word study, it's saying it's feminine. So all these with the egos and talking about he manifested blah, blah, blah. Nah, you're wrong, because it's a feminine divine. Before we even speak anything, we start divine first. Divine represents before it became David, the star of David. That's why we know it as a six-pointed star and a five-pointed star, right? But you also know that when a woman creates a hex, it's known as a six-pointed star. That's that concept.
Yeah.
So when we say five-pointed star, we're saying five is physical man. Peace, Baba. And then the five physical man, respect. And the five physical man, we learn our ethers comes from a sixth etherical body, and that's the womb. There's no way you got this melanin on your body without it being a womb, a covering, a sheet over the body. So your skin is seven layers connected to your 8-9. That's your sheet.
Come on.
Your sheet, just like sheet, shim, is him. Your him and your shim. That's the whole connection of how we spin tones or tunes. This is where the seven chakras, the seven layers, the seven planets, you're in a seven-layer alignment from 8 and 9. 8 and 9 represents the shadow and the light. So now, as you become a 9 planet, you become a 10th by Kabbalah, as in saying, knowing your spells, how your spells come out, you dispel yourself. You're 10 to attention, attend to attend as a deity. The attend to attention is also the 10th. And so net, we use the internet. Your net is your 10. This is how you're using the 1 as 1 and the 0. So now Alpha and Omega, the whole separational thing was to be, first of all, learn your principles. If you don't, you're going to still learn how you think in gender. That's how you're already messed up in the head. I need you to think principle. Don't think gender. You're thinking gender before principles. We got to think principles before gender. Now, if you can think that way, you're no longer backwards. You'll start to go into your principles. Does a man take out the trash? Does a woman take out the trash? Both of them take out the trash. It stinks in here, all right? So now it's the idea of principles. First, then gender, after you know vibration. What is vibration? How does the vibration of me giving you a sexual or a sensual before it becomes sexual, how did it become sensual? Before it became sensual, how did it become sexual? So now there's a level to how is it bright red or dark red? See, when we saw color, we didn't see primary colors. We saw secondary. We saw all the rays. So now what blinds us? That becomes the opposition of it. Now, if I put things into the body and it only meant for it to exit and it was supposed to go in, I might change up and alter, like an alternate or alternative, I might change up the dynamics of what's going on as what was already functioning. Now, as what we know as 7, 8, 9, 7 is the lever going into the brain, open up the pineal gland. 8 will be how you relate back into Scorpio. Where is Scorpio at? In the gonads, in the genitalia, in the front as well as in the back, because 8 becomes 9. 9 is the reproductive organs. How does that work? That's Sagittarius energy. So now Scorpio, Sagittarius, all got to be in relation in order for you to gut instinct feel it, like they say Virgo with number 6, being the hex, being the wit, being able to know which way you're going, the 6th etherical body. How do you get to the 6th house? You have to know about 5. Were you playing in your 5? Were you just, oh, I'm going to stay out all night. I ain't going to deal with it tomorrow. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. The sun is up. The moon is up. I don't care which one is up. I'm going to have sex. I'm going to do whatever I want. Now you create an albino child in the 6th going into 7. 7 is supposed to be you're already down, but now your heaven has changed. The heaven can be hell now. Your child now has a brain but don't have a body. Now why is the body not working? Because you didn't give it enough melanin. But where does that come from? You're 0.2 times your age and how much ejaculation you're doing. But you didn't have that right. You've been doing it all whenever you want to feel like doing it. So you're not into your science. You're not into your blood type because you don't know who you're dealing with, and you're in there doing that, right? That what you're doing. And now that's your spiritual being affected, right? So you got your spiritual, your mental, and now physically you're seeing your child come out as an albino. You got defects going on. This is what Obatala talks about. How do I not drink myself to death and then have a child that's more drunk than me? In other words, how do I not inflict pain back out? How do I create this to where I'm changing pain to love? How do I show unconditional? How do I show it to where I didn't destroy you, I just employed you to employ yourself? See, we're into the boy. The boy bobs in the water. But the boy, that only represents the bobs in the water, that's reflection. The boy also represents how boys to man grows up. Man, as when he grows up, he knows that he's been leaned into this world. I lean into this world. See, that's how it became an alien to this world. See, now it's a lean as in writing down something that we know nothing of. So this is why we've been alienated by not knowing truth. Mm-hmm. So now when we Ali ourselves, that's what woman gave us, the Ali. And we knew her by the NOI, Nation of Islam, Khalifa Ali. Khalifa Ali. Muhammad Ali did not make himself. It was Khalifa Ali that made Muhammad. Now, yet the only thing is he got with her and she was younger than him, like a decade old. So now what is it that we're learning from truth is that she's always been ahead of us. There's no way we can get past her. She created us. So now that we don't abominate her, and then don't abominate how we came out of the cave mentality with this other man, because the man cave was what the man did. He slugged us up on the head, right, brought us in the cave, did the same thing he did to her, he did to you, he did to me.
Right.
And now, once he did that to you and me, we got to go back out there and keep redoing this stuff. So this is where you get your Freemasons, your Boulets, all of this, because they say, oh, I got to live this as if it's the truth. We're going to lie on Ruth. We're going to lie on the roof. We're going to lie on ceiling things. We're going to be the mailman. We're going to be the post-delivery man and now just deliver the milk that is coming from a puss of a cow that no one should be drinking. So now the mentality has been shortened by how we think, how our images is, how we put an image on a label, right, and it's the logo, which is your trademark to who you naturally are. But now I got to give you a pathological, as in some kind of timeline, which ain't real. I made it up. So now it's rhetoric. So now from the pathological to the ethos, your ethnic background, I want you to be ashamed of where you come from. I want you to hide your gonads. I want you to hide your phallus. I don't want your phallus erected. I want that jank to be lowered down to the ground like mine was, my perverted self, my apron that I had to wear. Because I look like a monkey. I came from a monkey mentality. So if I could get you to think monkey, I could get you to think ape, I could get you to think as an animal, you could be worse than the animal. Because not animals think that way. Not even animals think that way. So now if you could think like not animals think that way, he male. Not even a male. Not even a man. And that's what I want you to deliver. Go deliver it amongst your peoples. I want you to go down and confuse them. I want you to be the bay and the L. I want you to be a bull. I want you to be a bull, but not a bull. I want you to be a babe and an L. See, you're the L because you're the truth. You're the teacher. But now what is it you're giving out as you teach? Now, we can give out truth, but now is the truth going to be painful when we give it out? So much that you can't take the band-aid off. Every time you take the band-aid off, you see it bleeding again. So now I got to get you something that is going to have you do it forever. That's called a curse. See, it's different from a course. See, a course, you got the O in there, which is original. But if I say curse, I took the O out. So now you don't know the original. And now I could be the G. And when I put it as a G and you don't see the A, see, A-Y-E, that represents a priest. See, we got words that's in there hidden in front of us. Look at our words. Once you see your powers in your words, you ain't got to throw all that power out so much. No, because you're already powerful. See, a childish person will just have a temper tantrum right here in the middle of nature, and nature will be like, what the? But then they say, sit your ass down. And that's where the ma'at, and then here comes Ra, and be like, pow, father smacked me for some reason. I need to sit my ass down. I need a time out.
Right.
That's why the time is what? It represents with an X. It's an X. So X could be unknown by the noise of thoughts. We avoid the thoughts. So now we have to go into it. We have to tap into our truth of ourselves, and no matter what, your emotions don't change as your feelings don't change. Because, see, what the attack is, I got to get you to emotionally be attached to this, right, and be feelings about it attached to it. So that way your other senses don't even have to be used anymore. So I put it on TV. I call it cinema, right? They're like semen. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it on Paramount. I'm going to put it on Lion Gates, even though I'm lying on your gates. See, your gate is your truth. You negate your truth, but you G with eight your truth. So now how do you eat with your eight your truth? You got to know how nine is divine. See, I got nipples. I got a belly button. But this don't produce nothing. This is a part of knowing where I come from. This is a part of what the key is. See, we know about the key. The key represents the unk. That's why the unk became an uncle and an unk. See, we came from ancestry. So we know our ancestry when we know how we have the treasure. You are AU with raw energy. So if raw comes out, it's only because it's been manifested through what? That's Sheba. Sheba is known as the cat. We call her Bilquis. We call her Makeda. Now, I had to have a physical mother that been giving aid to all of us out here as a Leo pass away this year. Now, for her passing away, it helped me align back in Makeda. It helped me align back in Sheba. Mm. It helped me align back in Bilquis. It helped me align they said Solomon supposed to have a key, but Solomon didn't get that key unless he got it from Sheba. Like, we have a window and we have a door to everything now. So now we had the window and we had the door, and that's what we've been speaking about. I need a window. I need a door. But you got the key. You are unk. You are masculine and a feminine with that divine. Now, that divine, it don't have to be masculine. It don't have to be feminine. It's a principle before it becomes a gender.
All right, so with that, y'all guys, if I'm going to take the mic real quick, we're about to run out of time. You know what I'm saying? So this is definitely going to be a two-part series because I feel there's a lot more to say on this topic, you know. But let's go ahead and bring it back home, you guys. So we're going to go ahead and start our wrap-up now in our last 20 minutes. I want to say thank you. Shout out to the energy for allowing this to happen. Most of all, I think, you know, when everybody want to have these conversations, you know, but these – type of hard conversations, you know, even in spilling out your ego, even that child having a tantrums, you know what I'm saying, against nature, you know, all of that is still needed in its transparency. You know what I'm saying? In order to get to a deep understanding of whatever the fuck it is of that this energy space is attempting to go to. You know what I mean? So, you know, for anybody that's listening, you know, my transparency, I feel, represents a lot of people who live this lifestyle who don't even understand what happened to them, don't even understand what nature is, don't even understand all of the things that, you know, has been said. So, you know, for this was for you, you know what I'm saying, to unlock those dormant doors in you, you know, do your own research. You know, we spoke in this broadcast, you know, a lot of times we do have to go back. You know what I'm saying? We do have to go back into that pain, you know, and back into what may have happened, you know, some of those memories that are now surfacing for you. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say to you that you are not crazy. Just, you know, even when you get mad and pissed off and don't understand and you just want to throw in a towel and quit, you know, just keep going. Keep going. That's all I got to say about that. Please be sure to join our website. Join our Facebook group, guys, for updates on the broadcasts that are coming up. Please look out for this part two. I don't think it's going to be next week, but it will be this month, in the month of June. So please be out on lookout for part two of this particular broadcast, guys. Thank you to the panel. Thank you, Justin, for sliding through with that wisdom. You know, I love it when my brother shows up, you know, and the universe ordained for him to be here in this moment. Funny, amazing how that happened. So, gratitude to the energy. Justin, you know, do you have anything? Remember, we only have 20 minutes left. So do you have anything that you want to add and then tie that into your wrap up?
Yes. I'm appreciative that Brother Eternal kind of summed that up, because not many people, when I brought up the idea of the hermaphrodite thing and about me not understanding how can you have one sexual aspect without the other, such as male and female, you're just not supposed to think about it as it's how he says concepts and as a role, you have to think about it as, or you do have to think about it as a concept. That's what you do have to think about it as.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I feel like everybody that's watched or not watched that has heard this broadcast, they can kind of go forward with that because part of the reason why I feel that it's hard to know exactly where our roots come from in America on a metaphysical level, so far as the black people here, the physical level is because our true origins are from the stars. So once we figure that out in this on this earthly cycle, we will be able to give gifts from the stars through us to the rest of the world, kind of how we used to do back in ancient times.
I see.
So that being said, that is my wrap up.
All right. Thank you so much again. Definitely appreciate you. Hopefully, I'm going to get with you to see when you'll be available for part two because, I mean, I would love for you to, you know, your presence to be in the building for part two as well. But if not, you know, we definitely can get together. And I want to continue to have, you know, you come on as a guest and you come on with your ideas. I know you like to speak a lot about the tribal stuff. I think we've done about two shows when it comes to different tribes and stuff. So definitely want you to be a part of what we're doing here at EAR in the near future. All right? All right. Auntie.
Yes, you know I love you, don't you?
Yeah, and we need to transparency back and forth. If we always agree and always in alignment with each other on a lovey-dovey type, I don't think the shit right. Like, you know, we
right.
not going to agree all
right.
the time.
Ain't no wrong.
Yeah, I know you.
We just have
and
to get
I love
the understanding. You know, we got to get the understanding. We got to, you know what I'm saying? You know, Auntie ain't always kissy poo-poo. I am an alpha female.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get quick kissy poo-poo sometimes. It's not all the time. It's not publicized as much. But enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the energy. I'm grateful to the now. This is a universal message. We have to go back to the root, and we have to be willing to accept what the root is. Because only in our acceptance of where the root is and what the root is can we now pull up the weeds and create healthy roots, which means that change has to come. And change comes with pain.
Mm.
It comes with pain. You know, a lot of these things that we've been running, you can't run but so far before you have nowhere else to run. And at that space, is where you feel everything that you've been running from instead of picking up bits of the pain along the way so that you can process it in the seasons that you need to process it where it doesn't hurt as bad. When we are pulling the curses up to the surface, they don't want to leave. Ego don't want to let them go because it's a control that's there. We want to be not controlled. If you don't control you, something else will. Somebody else will. Your initial thought is always your first thought. Any thought after that is the thought of the influences around you. Acknowledge your first thought and give that power because that is you. You change your mind, that is the influences of others most of the time. Be bold and be beautiful and powerful and divinely creative. And understand that intimacy doesn't come with sex. It is the ability to love one another mentally, physically, and emotionally that has nothing to do with sex. Let's remove perversion from our sex. And be able to have sex from a healthy space so that we are healing whatever we choose to have sex with. Peace, love, and light, even from our darkness. Ashe.
Ashe.
I say. All right, y'all know that as you coming through, you know, undoing the curses, you know, breaking the spells and breaking the generational curses, there would be like a fire that you feel, like this fire of resistance, this fire of purification. Y'all, you know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this fire you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that fire that you feel, because that's what happened in that moment. You know, I felt like this fire. I felt that, you know, and that's why I said keep going, because, you know, something is here. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the message is to me is that you're purifying, you're purifying, you're purifying. You know what I mean? Keep going. You're breaking yourself free from this control. You're breaking yourself free from what happened to you. You know, we have to be willing to go there. And in that willingness to go there, guys, we purify. So I had to add that in there.
I want to piggyback, and then Eternal, you can run it. Don't get mad at the messenger. Don't get mad at the messenger. The universe is using what's available to you now to assist you in your now. You don't always like the message, but it's clearly needed. And the messenger is only being available to bring the message. They don't have to be intricately involved. They may not even understand why they say what they say. But it's a message. Either receive it or transmute it. But don't be mad at the messenger, because it's up to you to process the message, not the messenger.
Mm-hmm. There it is. All right, Eternal.
We, as a people, want to back our truth. So at the same time, truth don't need any backing. Truth is the back.
Okay.
That's what keeps the spine together in a book. So when we have an author, the author, as Thor, would cut off Thanos' head because he clicked the finger to show that truth is as fast as your finger can click. You have the stones and the crystals all around you. This is what gives you light, how you see crystal clear. So now if you're a crystal mind being, you know how to crystallize all thought, even when you feel sick. How do you feel pure? As a poor person would you pour out what you could, as even with a chip of a woodpecker or a beaver where they chop wood? How would you know what wood is if you know what wood is not? From the forest. We're in the forest as wood and not knowing what we could do if we're a forest. See, I just happened to look at the origin of my name and I came out to become forest. Eric is forest. German terminology. This is how we face your fears. You face it by what your mother and your father went through. Then not only face what they went through, face what you're going through. So now you know what you're facing. See, if you're just surfacing as a surfer, so now they call you a surf. And, you know, surf represents just like service. You could be just going to the surface of it and not go deep enough. So you're a part of what you can be deep of is to find your spiritual body, connect to your spiritual body with your soul. So now you have a soul connector. You can become a soul healer after a while. And after first, you have to do is get your soul to your shoes so you can heal. As the heal is not just a heal on shoes, but a way that you connect back to Shu, the deity. The more deities you know, the better your body will feel better and how your body is connected to those deities outside of yourself, as in inside. There's this vicarious atonement, but it's also dichotomy when someone tells you there's a separation. You're not separated. You've been together all your life. It's only those who want to keep you separate wants to call you separate. So now there'll be a David as the divider, dividing truth to yourself. When you're divine, you should know you're divine. That's why Jacob or Jack went up the ladder as he went up the beanstalk to see the divine truth. You are the truth. You've been the truth. You've been a T with roots, T with an X, and X being the roof as the top, as a ceiling could be. You, as far as you can feel, is how you seal yourself anyway. So learn your emotion with the E in motion, and don't be the one that's hard to throw it around like an ocean unless you ready to let go of what you don't know of. And that's saying no ledge. You know your ledge, or you might not. And that's when you see what truth does. It could blind you, yet you could wear shades. as you are tone and tuned to your tone of self, you could tune yourself at any point. Breathe. It's okay. I got tricked that same way, too. That's why we know it as a legba. A legba also gives you truth, though. You just had a choice. Pick it or not, still your choice. So as you still now knowing truth of yourself, do you choose to still go through and be a disciplined person, or you just decide to be the child and make more childish mistakes? We know the difference of growing into ourselves, but do we grow up of ourselves? First, we have to go through ourselves in order to grow out of ourselves. Now you find your higher self. If not, then you got to hire yourself. You've just been broke because you never hired yourself. Admire yourself. Ashe. Ashe. Ooh.
Ashe.
I've awakened to the realization that love is all that we truly need in life. So even when they treat me wrong, I will always seek to treat people right. When evil strikes like a thief at night, I wish to be polite. With unconditional forgiveness, I want to love like Jesus Christ. May all of your days be filled with joy and peace be the reason that you sleep at night. In the midst of darkness, may you understand that you not only have to see the light, but be the light. Love is kind and love is patient. Love is that divine vibration behind every atom in creation. It is only by awakening to universal love that your soul can exit the matrix. And regardless of the difficulties, you have to always endeavor to find ways to love without conditions and rekindle your divine ways.
Love without conditions is the only love that's true. No matter what goes down, true love can't stray from you. I've got it right here, I've got it right here. You've got it right here, you've got it right here. Love without conditions is the only love I know. No matter what goes down, true love will always show. I've got it right here, I've got it right here. You've got it right here, you've got it right here. Breathe in love, breathe out love. 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 Nothing can change this way that I feel. Love in my soul, I know that it's real. The love in your eyes, it will never change. It will always stay the same. Love without condition.
May all of your days be filled with joy and peace be the reason that you sleep at night. In the midst of darkness, may you understand that you not only have to see the light, but be the light. Love is kind and love is patient. Love is that divine vibration behind every atom in creation.
Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Breathe in love, breathe out love. Love without conditions.
Just breathe. Envision yourself sitting on the shores of a vast ocean. Watch the waves as they roll towards you. They fade away. Watch the clouds as they drift towards you. you alone. Feel how gently it fades away. As you peacefully sit by the shore, mentally grab the notebook and pen from your bag. Open the notebook to a blank page and mentally begin to write. Notebook in hand, walk towards the ocean. Now, gently rip out the page of pain and fold it into the shape of a boat. On the side of the boat, I have let you go. I have let you go. Walk more towards the ocean. Feel the water at your feet. Love as it fades away.